Hi, friends. I'm Katie Hunt, the founder of Trade Show Bootcamp, and welcome to another mini episode of Proof to Product. Today, I wanted to highlight something that we talked about on this week's episode with Bryce McBeth of Reap Marketing. It was episode number 62, if you haven't caught it yet. And I wanted to focus on the difference between search engine optimization and conversion rate optimization. Now, at its most basic level, and I learned this from Bryce, so go listen to the episode, search engine optimization is driving traffic to your website. So organic traffic are things like blog posts that you write, social media posts, emails that you send out to your list, Google searches, and word of mouth. Paid traffic would include things like Facebook ads, Pinterest, Instagram sponsored posts, anything, Pinterest ads, I mean, and then Instagram sponsored posts, anything that you're investing money into and paying for advertising to direct people to your site. Now, conversion rate optimization, this is once people are on your website and it's getting them to take action of some sort. Now, what you want them to do could vary. Maybe it's as simple as signing up for your website, like your email list, I mean, or following you on social media. Ideally, they're adding items to their cart. That would be an action. And then ultimately checking out and purchasing from you. Ultimately, the highest conversion, the thing we want most, is them purchasing more product from you. Now, I'm not an expert in this, which is why I asked Bryce to come on the podcast. And so I'm going to leave a clip here of Bryce explaining the difference of search engine optimization and conversion rate optimization in a little more detail so you can hear it straight from him.
CRO and SEO, those are two different things, and they shouldn't be confused with each other. SEO refers to the practice of, you know, writing content on your website for the purpose of getting indexed by search engines like Google in hopes of getting a number one or number two rank, and certainly a first page rank for a particular keyword that you want people to find you on when they search that phrase on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're successful, you might end up with a first page or even a number one link on Google. That might ensure that you have some traffic. It doesn't ensure that you get a lot of traffic. And it certainly doesn't ensure that you get sales, but it does mean that if you're successful with SEO, that you will, you know, be listed on search engines for relevant searches. CRO is different. CRO refers to the process of exploring ways to get more people or to convince more people who are already on your website to do business with you. So that can be done in a number of different ways. A conversion can be considered enrolling in your newsletter, you know, at the lowest end of the, you know, spectrum. Mm-hmm. Also could be pulling out their credit card and purchasing a product from you. Could be picking up the phone and calling if they have additional questions or, you know, want a demo or have particular questions about a product that you offer. So there's different ways a visitor can convert. So there's not really just one definition of what a conversion is, but certainly getting people to engage and become a customer is the end game. And that's what CRO is all about, is trying to convince more people who are already on your website to do business with you.
I wanted to call this out as its own mini episode because I am hearing from a lot of Trade Show Bootcamp alumni and coaching clients who are spending most of their marketing time, effort, and budget on activities that drive traffic to their website, which makes sense. You know, if we're taking customers and driving them to our website, we're then hoping that the site does a good job of selling them something. However, as Bryce mentioned in this episode, just because we build it doesn't necessarily mean that the sales and the money will come rolling in. Bryce shares a lot of great strategies and ideas on episode 62. So again, if you haven't listened yet, I highly recommend it. There's so much more to dive into here. And I feel like this is an area that our community, at least, is not necessarily talking about. We don't really know. Some of our fears are we don't know what to do with this data. We don't know what we should be looking for in the first place. So I wanted to let you know that Bryce and I will be hosting a free online masterclass next month to talk about why SEO is a hoax. And you can be leveraging more of your existing marketing to get more customers. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, head on over to tradeshowcamp.com/join to get on our mailing list. And as soon as we open registration details, our mailing list is going to be the first to know about it. So you can join that list at tradeshowcamp.com/join. Thanks so much, guys.